Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
This is Louis Coco from Sports Radio 94 WIP, and I'm here doing a quick podcast to give you my thoughts and feelings so far on the Phantoms 2024-2025 Calder Cup playoff run and kind of how that folds into the future of the Flyers organization. A goal of mine has been to talk hockey on WIP. I think covering the Phantoms could be a really valuable tool as we look forward to the Flyers picking themselves up out of this rebuild. Danny Briere, towards the end of the Flyers season this year, said that he believes this is rock bottom of this rebuild and that things are looking up. He's been doing some moving and shaking, which I've liked to see. He made some moves at the trade deadline, offloaded some salary, got some draft capital, picked up a prospect or two maybe. Even fired John Tortorella, actually, which was a little bit of a surprise, at least to me, that he fired him before the season even ended. I thought maybe the time for John Tortorella had come to an end. He definitely served his purpose to get a good structure for the Flyers organization. But I think as we move towards a younger team and as we move towards a rebuild, a coach like John Tortorella is probably not the guy to do it. And I think he proved that himself by saying that he didn't want to learn how to coach in a rebuild. And so he essentially fired himself before the season even ended. So that was interesting. But I think the most exciting part of this beginning stages of the second part of the rebuild, where we're starting to add pieces, is the guys he brought up from college and from juniors to add to this roster in the future. But he actually added them to the Phantoms roster first to help them make a playoff push. And that really excites me. I think that shows that Danny's starting to kick this into high gear and he wants to climb this hill, start an upward trajectory on this rebuild. And getting Michkov here early seemed to actually start that process a little bit. Maybe it conditioned Danny and Keith Jones to start thinking, hey, you know, maybe we are in a spot. We got Michkov now. Maybe we're in a spot to start looking to add some more pieces and actually start the building portion of the rebuild and bringing guys up who had been developing, or, you know, guys that they want to develop, bring them up to the AHL level to get some pro hockey experience. Right at the end of the season, they did that with both Jet Luchenko and Alex Bump, bringing them up to the AHL Phantoms. The Phantoms made a push at the end of the year and made the playoffs and actually advanced last week. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later in the pod here. But he brought those guys up because he wants them to develop. I think that shows that he's interested in getting this rolling. He wants to get this Flyers team up and climbing that hill as soon as possible. And I think that's a pretty good sign for Flyers fans. And I think we have an exciting couple of years coming up. And I think the Flyers can certainly be contenders here in the near future. So what excites me so much about the Flyers' future, I referenced it a little bit before, is these two prospects in Jet Luchenko and Alex Bump. These two guys were pretty highly touted. Jet Luchenko drafted in the first round by the Flyers, actually over some prospects that are actually playing in the NHL right now, as Ziv Buyum, one of the notable ones that Flyers fans have talked about before. Ziv Buyum, a big defenseman, playing with the Minnesota Wild right now in their NHL Stanley Cup playoff run. We took Jet Luchenko over Ziv Buyum. Ziv Buyum was on the board when the Flyers drafted Jet Luchenko. And so some people thought maybe Jet Luchenko was a little bit of a stretch pick that early in the draft. But I see a lot of potential in him. I'm pretty stock up on Jet Luchenko. I've been stock up on Jet Luchenko since he made the Flyers roster out of camp in the beginning of this past season, in the 2024-2025 season, and looked pretty good to me, especially being so young. At the time, he was probably 18. I think he just turned 19 recently. So an 18-year-old coming straight out of juniors, making the Flyers roster right out of camp. I really liked what I saw from him. I think his best attribute is his vision for the ice. He is a pass-first guy. He's a playmaker. I think he would wedge really well into the lineup on a line with a guy like Matvei Michkov, who is so offensive-minded. He is go, go, go. He's got a nose for the puck. He's going to take shots. He's going to be creative with the puck, get in places where he can make guys miss. He can get in tight and make guys miss. Matvei Michkov has an incredible set of hands, great vision for the ice, great playmaking ability. But it's been difficult for Matvei because the Flyers, in some aspects, have lacked in places where they can have guys on a line with Michkov that can actually make those plays, that have the vision, that can feed Matvei Michkov a puck, you know, two, three, four steps ahead of everybody else. Matvei Michkov is playing that many steps ahead of everybody else, but if you don't have somebody that can feed him the puck that quickly, it's more difficult for him to make the plays. So a guy like Jet Luchenko, who is so make a play first, playmaker, he wants to help his teammates. That is exciting. It's exciting for me to watch somebody who is so fast. Coach LaPerriere talks about Jet Luchenko having NHL speed. So having NHL speed at that age with a playmaking ability and vision that Jet Luchenko has, he can be really dangerous. I'm very stock up on Jet Luchenko. And especially for him being 18, his ceiling is so high. He has such a mature mindset and a mature style of play already for an 18-year-old. That's not to say that he cannot improve, as we saw in Game 1 of the Calder Cup playoffs here for the Phantoms. He made a mistake. He jumped out of the penalty box a little bit early, played the puck before he was fully out of the box. That's a mistake that a young player who might not have the most mature game is going to make. But Coach LaPerriere talked about how coachable he is. When he does make a mistake, he will learn from it. So it was interesting to hear, and we'll talk about this a little bit later too, and I'll play some audio of what Coach LaPerriere thought about Jet Luchenko, thinks about Jet Luchenko and guys like Alex Bump. But Jet Luchenko, I'm very stock up on. When he doesn't even have the puck, he's getting in the right position to help make plays. Made some really great passes in the Calder Cup playoffs in the first round. I got a chance to catch up with him during a press availability after a practice going into their first game of the Calder Cup playoffs last week. I asked him about his leadership. He was actually, he made the Flyers roster, played a few games, was sent back to Guelph, and then was named captain of the Guelph Storm. Had a pretty good season in Guelph, over a point per game. Wasn't the highest scorer in the OHL, but he played so well. He is so mature for the age of 18. Listen to his mindset here about how he can use the leadership skills that he learned in Guelph and bring them to the pro level.
Jed, when you went back to, down to Guelph after playing a short stint there with the Flyers and you got named captain, what did you learn, you know, being a part of the leadership group down there in Guelph, and what can you kind of bring to the AHL and the pro level from that experience?
Yeah, it was cool for sure to be able to be captain of such a great group. And, you know, we had a lot of young guys, so I was kind of just, you know, doing my best to kind of just kind of teach them the basics and kind of lead by example. That was kind of my style of leading, kind of just doing the right thing day in and day out. So for me, just kind of continue that there. Even as a young guy, if I can, you know, just be doing the things day in and day out to kind of just show them and show other people, you know, that's my way of doing it.
So to be that young and have that level of maturity and that type of thought process when it comes to hockey, it's really exciting for the future of the Flyers, and you know, makes me pretty excited about Jet Luchenko. Another prospect, Alex Bump, drafted him in the fifth round. Kid is a steal at the fifth round for the Flyers. Really quick release. He's got a nose for the puck. He has a similar mindset to Michkov. Michkov sometimes likes to fly the zone. You know, he can see a play developing and he anticipates and will actually make an anticipatory play and maybe leave the zone a little bit early to try and create space for himself to get a pass, a breakout pass, to make a play, you know, to go in to the offensive zone. And Alex Bump has a similar mindset. He does that. I watched some tape on him when he was with Western Michigan in the NCAA. He does that. He will anticipate. He's another player. Great vision. Heck of a shot. The kid loves to shoot the puck. He shot the puck like 250 times last season with Western Michigan, which is unbelievable. Again, watching some tape, looking over some stats, there are some games where the kid shoots 15 times a game, which is almost unheard of. Most players shoot 5-6. Maybe the highest powered players will shoot 8 or 9 times a game. He's shooting the puck 15 times a game. That doesn't mean that every shot is on net or a great scoring opportunity, but he loves high offense, is going to shoot first, which is something I think the Flyers definitely need to focus on. He's a sniper. He can really pick corners. He's got a great shot. And at the same time, he doesn't shy away from contact, even for a young player. Playing in Western Michigan, he actually led Western Michigan to their first ever Frozen Four championship, NCAA tournament championship ever. And he was the highest scorer for the whole season. And when you're playing at a high level like that, you're playing against the Boston Universities of the world. You're playing against the Denvers of the world. Those guys are going to hit you, especially if you are the leading scorer, the leading point scorer on the team. Those guys are going to try and come after you. He does not shy away from it. I had a chance to be at game 2 of the first round in the Calder Cup playoffs, and the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins were getting on him. They were trying to hit him. They were trying to disrupt him, and he didn't seem fazed by it. Another player who I'm really excited about has some maturity to his game. He's 21, so he's a little older than Jet Luchenko, but again, young prospect that the Flyers can really look forward to bringing up. And here's some audio from his press availability before the first game of the Calder Cup playoffs, talking about the difference that he sees between NCAA hockey and AHL level hockey that he had started playing at. He got two or three games under his belt with the Phantoms before going into the Calder Cup playoffs. And so take a listen to what he feels is the difference between college hockey and pro hockey.
I'm assuming you're noticing size, speed. It is a different game.
Honestly, I haven't really noticed much. NCHE, that's a big, hard conference, heavy conference. I mean, we're playing 24, 25-year-olds there too. But I mean, just the way the coaching staff there coaches, it's a really pro-style like game. And I think that's really helped me transition my game. But yeah, the guys are a lot stronger. That's mostly all I've really noticed. The speed's about the same. But yeah, guys are just more grizzled, bigger.
Grizzled's a good word.
Alex Bump is going to be one heck of a player in the NHL, probably sooner than later, and with the Flyers. So definitely excited about that. Jet Luchenko and Alex Bump are very promising in terms of their skill and their upsides. I think Danny's done a great thing by bringing them up towards the end of the Flyers season. I think it was actually great that Danny gave Jet Luch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Chanko the chance to play on the Flyers roster, get him a little bit of pro experience before going back to Guelph. I think that really elevated his game, and then he was able to develop his game even further in Guelph, and now coming back to a pro level to the Phantoms and getting to take what he learned from Guelph and compound that into a playoff run with the Phantoms, I think is a really great thing for his development. Alex Bump, obviously, coming off of a Frozen Four title, first ever in Western Michigan's history, leading them to the title. I think that's a huge plus by bringing them up to the Phantoms and getting them ready to play pro hockey and make that push with the Phantoms can really be good for their development. And they seem really excited to be in Lehigh, both of them. Excited to be playing pro hockey, learning from the guys. Coach LaPerriere said that they're both constantly improving. They're all obviously, you know, they're improving, but it's not like they're improving and they're playing on the fourth line and they're getting 4 minutes a game. They're playing impactful, large amount of minutes. They're playing on the power play. So I think their development has gotten supercharged by Danny Briere and Keith Jones's decision to bring them up, both Luchenko and Bump, to bring them up now and get them on the Phantoms roster to help them make the push, because again, this type of development at the pro level for young players can be really, really good for the Flyers' future. I mean, Jet Luchenko is tied for first for the most points in the Calder Cup playoffs. He's got 4 points in 2 games. All of those coming off of assists. Again, a testament to his vision, his playmaking ability, his pass-first mentality, his ability to get into the right place to make a fantastic pass. In some instances, cross-ice passes in the zone, right tape-to-tape for Anthony Richard to rip one by the Penguins goaltender for a goal. That was in game one. Game two, the one that I was at, he was low in a corner, kind of getting pinned a little bit, made a nasty backhand pass to, I think it was Ollie Lixell. I can't exactly remember who it was, but got a nice scoring opportunity off of that. So the kid's playmaking ability was already good, and now he's getting a chance to sharpen his skills at the pro level. I mean, Bump is tied for the second most goals in the playoffs with 2 in 2 games. He didn't have as impactful of a game in game two as he did in game one. He was on the scoreboard twice in game one with 2 goals, but still getting shots on net, being a threat, having to make the defense think about, okay, Alex Bump is on the ice. What could he do? Drawing defenders, drawing penalties. So both Bump and Luchenko are excited to be in Lehigh, and Coach LaPerriere has certainly been happy to have both Bump and Luchenko on the roster. Other players have said the same. They're excited to have the scoring ability and have the playmaking ability on the roster, where they, you know, slightly struggled earlier in the season with that, but they were certainly excited to have them in the first round of the Calder Cup playoffs, where game one, Lehigh beat the Penguins 5-2. The second game of the series in Lehigh, Wilkes-Barre came out a lot stronger than they had. I think they realized that they gave up. They looked pretty unenthused in the first game. So they came out game two, looked to play a strong physical game. Definitely made the Phantoms think a little bit harder about how they were playing. They looked a little bit less coordinated. But at the end of the day, the Phantoms took the W home on a late goal by Helga Granz from his knees off of a rebound. It was a pretty nice goal to make it 3-2 and cap off the sweep in front of a home crowd at the PP&L Center in Allentown. The Phantoms really brought it in that first series, and now in the second round, they face the defending Calder Cup champions, the Hershey Bears. So that series starts on Wednesday, April 30th. That's tomorrow. And it's going to be a hard-fought series. The first 2 games in Hershey, second 2 games in Lehigh, and the 5th game back in Hershey if it does go that far. But what is fun and exciting about this is that this playoff run is really allowing Flyers fans to get a good look at some of the highly touted prospects in crunch moments, so we get to see them work under pressure. These young guys working really hard and being forced to play at the highest level that they've probably played at so far in their careers, and they're responding really well. They're having a great impact on the team, and that's really good for the Flyers. Not to mention, we haven't even seen Denver Barkey or Oliver Bonk yet. They're still in London playing in the OHL playoffs, so they've yet to come up to the Phantoms, and so we haven't even seen all of the prospects yet that the Flyers have in the pipeline. So it's going to be a really exciting future the next couple, four years for the Flyers. Like I said, with Danny and Keith Jones starting the climb up to rebuild this team. I got a chance to have a phone conversation with Coach LaPerriere. You can find that on the Nights and Weekends page of WIP's podcast episodes. And here's what he had to say about the future of the Flyers and the Phantoms organization and what he's excited for. Can you give me an outlook for the future of the Phantoms and the Flyers organizations?
Well, I think they go hand in hand. Like, you know, the kid, my job here is to get those kids ready for the Flyers, you know, and I knew what my job was when I took the job 4 years ago. It's to make sure when those kids go up, and when they go up, they don't come back to us. But when you start working with guys like that, like Bumper and Luchenko, Grabenkin, like, you know, they start so far ahead because they're a little bit more talented. So they're going to go up, and, you know, all the experience they're living right now, even trying to make the playoffs that we did a couple weeks ago, we were in that playoff mode. And right now getting into the playoffs, that's all cash that they're going to carry with them. That's the experience that they're going to carry with them. I'm a big believer that they have to live it here before they live it to the next level. You know, you never hear about a guy that has been called up. You always hear about guys being called up too soon. You never hear about a guy, oh, he spent too much time in the minors. The experience that we're living right now, it's going to pay for the Flyers down the road, and that's the ultimate goal.
In our phone conversation, we talked about the fact that Coach LaPerriere's ultimate goal and job really is to prepare these players to leave the Phantoms and go play for the Flyers. You heard him reference there. He wants guys to move up and then stay up there and not come back. So it was interesting to hear how convicted he was in his role that he serves as the Phantoms coach, that his number one goal really is to prepare these players to go play for the Flyers. And it was exciting to hear how excited he was about these prospects like Luchenko and like Bump that he thinks really are going to be ready soon to play for the Flyers. And it's not just Ian LaPerriere seeing these things and talking about it as the coach. The other players are seeing it too. Got a chance to sit in on Anthony Richard's post-game press conference after the Phantoms defeated and swept the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins in Lehigh Valley last week on Friday. And this is what he had to say about adding the young prospects, Alex Bump and Jet Luchenko, to the roster and what that did for the team.
I told Lappy, it felt like we got some really good talent, some really good young guys. So usually when you get guys in the playoff like that, junior guys, they're only practicing. But the guys that we got makes our team better. Like right from the starts, Luchenko, Bumps, these guys. So it really felt like we got some good players. That was the feeling I had when these guys came in. So it was a really big boost for our team to get those talented young guys that help us score goals at the end, because we struggle for the most part of the year to score goals. So these guys, they were more than welcome.
To have a more senior guy say that and give such a ringing endorsement for two of these young guys that came in and ultimately took roster spots from players that had been in Lehigh all season. They had to make some cuts and move some guys around so that Jet Luchenko and Alex Bump could be on the roster. But when a guy like Anthony Richard, who is a veteran of the AHL and has been playing for a while, when he makes a statement like that and is so excited about getting these two players to come play for his team so late in the season, I think that's a pretty big endorsement and something that, again, Flyers fans can be really excited about for the future with Jet Luchenko and Alex Bump. All in all, as you can tell, I'm pretty excited for what the future of the Flyers looks like. I'm really stock up on Luchenko, really stock up on Alex Bump. I'm interested to see where Luchenko ends up next year. So he cannot play in the AHL next year. He is not old enough to actually have a contract and play in the AHL. So essentially his path is either go to Flyers camp this summer, make the Flyers roster, and play in the NHL, or he goes back to Guelph. If I had a guess, he's going to make the Flyers roster again. With the way he's developed, with what I've seen him do in the playoffs, with what I saw him do in the back end of the Phantoms regular season, and just from talking to people, it seems like he's going to make a really good case for himself at the Flyers camp and probably make the roster. I can't speak to where he would fall in the lineup. I'm assuming he'd probably be a bottom six just to start at the NHL level. And, you know, if he can prove himself, he'll move up. But I would love to see him make the roster and continue to develop at the pro level. And I would really love, selfishly, to see him on a line with Matvei Michkov. I don't know if and when that will happen, but with his playmaking ability and his vision, that could kind of unleash Michkov's goal scoring and offensive prowess. Having a guy that you don't even have to think about it. The puck's just going to be on your tape. Matvei Michkov could turn into a beast, more of a beast than he already was. He had over 60 points this season as a rookie. So to see him get unlocked by a player that can play 3-4 steps ahead like he does already and put the puck on his tape without even looking sometimes, that's going to be pretty exciting. Alex Bump, from what I've seen in general and kind of the sense I'm getting from talking to people, he'll probably make the Flyers roster too. He doesn't shy away from contact. He's pretty big. I don't think he'll have a problem playing the physicality. I mean, the AHL doesn't exactly train. It's a different game than the NHL, but from what I've seen so far, he doesn't shy away from the contact. His playmaking ability and his offensive prowess, his play style, his maturity level for being in his 20s, in his early 20s, coming straight out of college and playing now in the AHL, I think I'll have a good shot to make the pro roster. But in general, I'm really excited for what the Flyers have got coming up. Like I said before, we still have yet to see Denver Barkey and Oliver Bonk both playing in the OHL in London. So that'll be exciting when they get a chance to either play in the AHL or NHL. I really do think the Flyers are going to be maybe a bubble team in 2 or 3 years, but 3 or 4, I think they can make a decent playoff run, especially with the talent that's coming down the pike. So that's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening, and I'll continue to be covering the Phantoms Calder Cup playoff run as they now enter round 2. With the defending Calder Cup champions, Hershey Bears, starting tomorrow, Wednesday, April 30th, in Game 1. Let's go, Phantoms.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.